This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Robin Young. And President Obama is in the midst of a surprise news conference at the White House right now. He started speaking about 15 minutes ago, and he started by talking about the jobs report from the Labor Department, which said 209,000 jobs were created last month in this country. But he quickly pivoted to slam House Republicans for failing to pass a bill to address the migrant crisis on the border.
House Republicans, as we speak, are trying to pass the most extreme and unworkable versions of a bill that they already know is going nowhere, that can't pass the Senate, and that if it were to pass the Senate, I would veto. They know it. They're not even trying to actually solve the problem. This is a message bill that they couldn't quite pull off yesterday, so they made it a little more extreme, so maybe they can pass it today, just so they can check a box before they're leaving town for a month.
The president mentioned there that Congress is about to leave town for a summer recess for the month of August. NPR senior Washington correspondent Ron Elving is with us now. And Ron, the president seemed a bit exasperated there with Congress. He even brought up the House passed bill that would sue him.
Yes, the president noted that when the House Republican leaders initially pulled their border bill yesterday and reporters asked, well, what's supposed to happen now to the kids, the tens of thousands of children who are there? And they initially said, well, the president has a lot of tools at his disposal. He can, through executive authority and so forth, move money around and take care of those kids. Well, that's pretty close to being exactly what 2 days earlier they had cited as the reason for their lawsuit against the president, that he had moved things around under Obamacare to make things easier for businesses by deferring the date of their needing to provide employees with health insurance, the employer mandate. And actually, the Republicans had favored doing that, but they did not like the president doing it on his own authority. So the president couldn't resist taking a shot at that this afternoon as well.
Well, he also was asked about Gaza and what is happening there. And here's what he said there. And of course, we know a ceasefire started and ended today, just 90 minutes after it began, when fighting broke out again. Here's the president.
A ceasefire was one way in which we could stop the killing, to step back and to try to resolve some of the underlying issues that have been building up over quite some time. Israel committed to that 72-hour ceasefire, and it was violated. And trying to put that back together is going to be challenging, but we will continue to make those efforts.
Ron, the president was asked after that answer by Bill Plant, a reporter from CBS, why the call for a ceasefire has not been heeded, and not just that, but his calls for ceasefires in other parts of the world, in Syria and in Iraq. And his answer was simply, you know, the United States is a very powerful country, but we can't control everything.
We have not had much of a track record at getting other countries to stop fighting. That is to say, sometimes and especially in terms of internal struggles. And you can talk about the Palestinians and the Israelis as two different countries. You can talk about Ukraine and Russia as two different countries. But the identity of those peoples and the territorial struggles between them is very much a fight over whether or not they are one country or whether they are many different countries, different peoples. It's an internal struggle within a particular region. And that is an especially difficult thing to order to a stop. Now, the president was pretty clear with respect to that ceasefire breaking down. He said that you've got to be able to count on both sides to control their factions, to control all of their resources in the fight. And you can't count on Hamas, as we've seen in two or three of the ceasefires thus far, because within a matter of time, one of the factions that is generally identified with Hamas was capturing an Israeli soldier and initiating a contact again. And of course, there are accusations going back and forth between the two sides as to who violated the ceasefire. But the president was pretty clear on saying that Hamas did not seem to be able to control all of its people.
Okay, let's go to the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, down to the Capitol, because a lot's been going on there the last few days. As we heard there, not going to be a border bill this week, but we did get a bill on the Highway Trust Fund. Tell us about that.
The Highway Trust Fund will continue. It will also be available to people who are building bridges and other kinds of infrastructure going into the critical month of August. Otherwise, had this compromise not been worked out in the 11th hour by the House and Senate, many of these projects would have stopped in place because there would have been no further guarantee of funds, and the Department of Transportation would have sent out that announcement, that notification to the states and localities today, this Friday. And now that's not necessary because at least until May, the Highway Trust Fund is back in business using a stopgap pastiche of different kinds of funding, not addressing the central question of what should be done with the gasoline tax, which has been frozen in place at 18 cents a gallon for more than 20 years.
And there was another piece of action on a bill to fix the problems at the Veterans Administration. Tell us about that.
Another big scandal this year has been the long lines, the waiting lines, where vets were not able to get access to health care at some of these facilities, and also the apparent efforts by some within the VA to cover over those problems and to falsify the numbers of who was getting care and who was still waiting. There is money now for veterans who cannot get care or live far from one of the facilities to go to a private doctor and send the bill to the federal government. There's also new authority for the administrator to fire people who are found to have been miscreants in all of this. And also there's more money to expand the facilities and hire more doctors.
Another thing that happened, by the way, a surprise, was that Eric Cantor, who stepped down as majority leader yesterday, also said he's going to be resigning from Congress. We mentioned in an interview yesterday that the person who is replacing him, at least on the Republican ticket this fall, who beat him in the primary, David Bratt, had a divinity degree from Princeton. That was actually not Princeton University, but Princeton Theological Seminary, which is not associated with Princeton University. But anyway, Eric Cantor stepping down from Congress. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Correspondent, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.